This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Being threatened by the response to the coronavirus? Are you not able to do things you would otherwise be doing because somebody has said you can't do that? Nope, you can't do that. Now, you said, well, yeah, I can't go to work because the business is closed. Well, that's not anybody telling you. Yeah, you're telling you can't come to work because there's nothing to come to work for, but it isn't something that's being told for the vast majority of businesses that are out there. There are some that have been. There have been a number of protests around the country against these stay-at-home orders. We don't have such a thing, but we do have, you know, the White House, for instance, saying restaurants, sporting venues, gyms, places of worship previously have been off limits, but now you can do them with social distancing. Well, today in North Dakota, there'll be an event, 2 o'clock at the Capitol, I'm sorry, 11 a.m., 11 a.m. at the Capitol today. I guess it's a protest about this, and I honestly want to know, because I don't feel as though, you know, in other words, as I've followed this closely, I think, so that we can best give you the information you need, I've never felt like people were doing things just to take away our freedom. In other words, like, I'm going to do this because I can. I've sensed, for the most part, again, I'll speak first for North Dakota, that there is an effort to do things that, in the middle of what now is being described as the most infectious disease ever, and that's not by any slouch, that's by the contagion guy even says that. In fact, if you can find that cap for me from Dr. Oz, his take on that, I'd like to share that in a moment. But I honestly just want to know whether or not you believe your freedoms have been taken away, or whether or not you think this is measures you take in the middle of a global pandemic, and it's for good advice. And I feel that way about North Dakota. There's obviously disruptions, and I don't like it. I mean, here's an example. Schools are closed. I don't know what percentage, but I bet it's not one person less than 10%. And possibly more of the kids that would be in the school system right now are in worse shape, in harm's way, where they are now versus in schools. It's a sad reality. Talk to any educator. They'll tell you that's the case. So the cocoon of safety is school. And it's where these teachers can detect, something's not right here, and find out where these children have been harmed. That's a trade-off. That's one I'd like to see end sooner rather than later. We're going to talk to Kirsten Basler on the program today, find out where things are at in that regard. But that's just one example. So, schools, are they closed now? Yep. By governor's orders, is that ripping away somebody's freedom? No, it's a balancing act, I believe. But, again, I could be missing it. Maybe I'm horribly naive. Now, in other states, that's a different story. What's interesting is the shelter-at-home label is something I think you need to watch for versus, okay, what is the actual rules? In other words, early on, a lot of people said, North Dakota, you're screwing up. You're not doing a shelter-at-home. That's terrible. There was petitions and this big national effort. Dr. Fauci, who's been the guy that said, you know, we want to keep people safe, he finds out from governor of Iowa and a few other governors that, hey, what they're doing in North Dakota is basically the same things as what they call shelter in place there. Oh, okay, fine. Then it all went away. So, trying to find a middle. I mean, Minnesota's been a little goofy, and I see they got better now. No golf courses, no parks, no, you know. And they're getting better now, aren't they? Lifting some of those, Kevin?
Yeah.
But
shooting range.
Todd, do you feel like any of your freedoms are threatened? You wake up every day mad because somebody's robbing you from things you can't do? Or
It sort of feels like it could be seen as an overreach, but what are you supposed to do in this kind of a pandemic? I mean, what are you supposed to do?
I think you raise a good point. Do we know? Do we know? They just did a study in South Korea and found people who had coronavirus, recovered from coronavirus, got it again. Well, does that happen here? Do we know? So if we say, hey, we're good, you know what I mean? So it's just a lot of, I don't know. I'm just trusting that we've got smart people in North Dakota who get advice from smart people and make solid decisions. I really am. But I also think there's nothing wrong with people going to the Capitol today, as long as they're being smart about it. I don't. If they go there and say, hey, screw every rule, and we're just going to do what we want to do, and we don't care, no mask, no, we'll stand on top of each other, then I'm saying, now you're sort of promoting, you know, people to just ad hoc give up the rules. I don't know from that, but I think pressing to get things open again, say, are we sure? Ask those questions. Nothing wrong with that either. We really don't. Governor Doug Burgum will be here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about all kinds of things, including the spike in cases over the weekend, largely as a result of a particular hotspot in Grand Forks, the LM Glass Fiber Plant. Anything you want to talk with the governor about, join us today on the program. Senator John Hoeven will be here top of next hour. Some new farm and ranch aid announced by the White House and Sonny Perdue, the Ag Secretary, on Friday. We'll talk with him about that. And then, as I mentioned, Kirsten Baszler will be here, too. So all coming up on What's on Your Mind. Dean in Washburn, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey there. I got a question. How can or how come your big box stores can stay open and these other little places got to all close? What are they? Because why can they stay open and the other places have to close?
Well, first of all, when you say have to close, there's a handful of things that are covered by the governor's executive orders that have to close. That would be restaurants, bars, personal health care, gyms. Am I forgetting anything? It's a small amount of things. So, like West Acres right now is closed. They don't have to be, but they are. Is Kirkwood closed, by the way, Todd? What did they do?
I don't believe they're closing it, but most of the individual stores are. So.
Yeah, so that's a choice. I've thought that, you know, about, okay, well, Best Buy is open. Does Best Buy need to be open? Is it mandatory that they, you know, probably not, but, you know, somebody wants to buy a gadget, want to buy a phone, want to, you know, whatever. So,
so what happens if these other stores open up?
What store? Give me a store you'd like to see opened up.
Well, I mean, like, oh, you like your bars. They're all set down or whatever. What if they would start opening up?
Well, they are under the executive order right now, and what's happening between now and the end of the month, when the executive orders end on the 30th, is the governor has said, we'd like bars and restaurants and everybody else covered by these things to reopen under a plan that is, you know, the new rules, if you will. Less tables,
so
you know.
So how can they have them closed down and your big box stores don't have to close down?
Because a big box store is a big box store. I think bars and restaurants are generally a lot of people in a smaller area. Right,
so walk through Walmart or Menards. I'm just going to use those names, and you see all of these people in there. So they don't carry the disease because they're in Menards or Walmart.
No, I hear you. And some people that are not, you know, I've seen it happen. I don't know how many times we've said on this program, the whole idea between leaving essential services open, like your grocery store, is so that you can go there. Well, go there once a week. Not four times a week, because it's not a normal time. And, you know, you don't need to take the whole family. You can go one at a time. But people don't necessarily follow the rules, so you don't necessarily build it based on that. But you raise a good point. Dean, thank you. Don and Zap, What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Thank you. Yeah, so the first of all, for anybody that's had death and illness and stuff, what a tragic thing. The other side, you know, can't say anything to help them with their grief. It's a real thing. So that being said, this is it's funny. This is a thing it's health versus economy. We decided that we're not gonna, you know, we can't afford to, but I think it's a wonderful disease because we're the richest country in the world, right? If we would have gone a month ago when I called in to say to take care of your neighbor, you know, if we would have just stopped, other than the way essential, including pork processors, didn't need to be open, the one that was open.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, Don, hang on a second. I want to hear more of your comments. Don't go away, okay? More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? It's real easy to get frustrated during these times of life being anything but normal, right? And I've told myself a few times, I'm going to make sure I do a couple of things that I just never get around to doing with this time and with less running around and whatnot. University of Mary has a suggestion, too. We're all searching to adapt to new ways of living and working and searching for opportunities to do something positive during stressful times. Facing challenges, people respond by adapting and innovating. They find ways to stay connected and do constructive things and make times of uncertainty bear fruit for the future. The University of Mary understands that learning is an accomplishment that nothing can take away, a long-term gift to yourself and your families. If you've ever wanted to expand your skills but didn't feel you had the time to devote to it, the University of Mary wants to serve you now. This could be a time to earn an academic certificate or credential that will benefit you today or tomorrow. Both, actually. In every circumstance, we can take positive action. Whatever area interests you, business, counseling, healthcare, education, there's an online certificate and credential program that will help you achieve your goals. Find out more, umary.edu. Tell them Scott sent you, what's on your mind discount. Waiving your application fee. All right, let's finish with Don and Zap here at 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. Text 367-2054 for me or 226-8503 for Todd. And then I want to bring in Jared Hendricks, who's one of the organizers of the event today at the Capitol, and get you the details on that. So, Don, you were saying, go ahead.
Yeah, so anyhow, the first thing is sympathy and hope God gives peace to all those that have been directly affected already by illness and or death even. So going back though, it's almost a unique, wonderful disease because we're the greatest country in the world, right? Most wealth.
Amen.
So because of that, you would think we could all afford to help our neighbor or, you know, whatever. But when you can, you do it. So if we go back and we would isolate, stop, right, other than medical, what's absolutely necessary, including packing plants, because that we thought that was necessary, but we would have had enough port for 2 weeks, right? But they chose to stay open. Who knows how much spread that caused? So because we did not choose to take care of our neighbor, now we're a month down the road, and we could have afforded to do that, you know, so isolation is different. It just to take it on a personal level, right? If you know somebody's sick, you're not going to go over there, right?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so that's the point. We're screaming now to get back, and if we don't do the isolation thing, we right now there's not a cure. We're the best. We're likely going to figure this out and get a cure. We'll be the first. But being we aren't, that was the only way to stop this is to do this. And I tell you, I'm so impressed listening to Governor Burgum. That guy does an excellent job getting data and using his people in his administration. I wish that our fifth grade cheerleader would do the same. That would have made a big difference back then, but that's not my point. It's the point that somebody and say what you've done wrong. We've all guessed something wrong. But going back to that we can't afford. We could have isolated successfully. That's the one thing that Governor Burgum hasn't done is, you know, because we don't want to, right? Economy is a part of it. We have to go to work. We have to do things. So now, and we could still do that.
So your point, Don.
Okay,
I think
please, just a second.
Okay.
If even at this point, if we would for 2 weeks take care of our neighbor, stop everything else, you know, just. And it's all numbers, right? So that does reduce, that's the only way we have a fighting this. That, we're missing the testing, that's still not available a month later. And so the ones that are pushing now to act like everything is normal, I'd just like to suggest that, okay, if you want to do that, you bring everybody in of your family, including your elderly, everybody that's in your family, elderly on down to infant, and you subject them to this disease. And if you're not willing to do that, then you do the social isolation. Okay? I hope I said what I...
All right, Don, I appreciate your call, and I get your passion on this. I do. And certainly appreciate it as well. Somebody just texted, testing isn't available. My wife has been tested. Yeah. I think what he means, though, is more widespread testing, right? I get, some people have asked for that. Jared Hendricks is here, and Jared is an active Republican and is one of the folks putting on the event protest to put North Dakotans back to work in the North Dakota State Capitol today, and supports the event. I guess there's other organizers that I wasn't able to track down, but I asked Jared if he'd just talk a little bit about the event today and what's behind it. So, Jared, thanks for the time. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. So, tell us where and when and why.
Sure. Yeah, well, it's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Capitol, just there on the Capitol lawn. And, we just want to kind of show solidarity with all the folks that we think are out there, the silent majority that are ready to get back to work. We are encouraging people to be safe, to distance as they're comfortable, wear a mask if it makes them feel more comfortable. I mean, heck, they could bring hand sanitizer if they want to. But, you know, in general, our message is that we're responsible, common sense people in North Dakota. You know, those who are at risk, ill, or otherwise have concerns, they can continue to self-isolate. We can continue to take steps to protect those who are most vulnerable. But, you know, those who are healthy and at low risk should be able to continue to live their lives fairly normally. And that's kind of what our message is at this point. You know, the curve is flat in North Dakota from all the information the governor's put out. The danger has always been overloading the hospital system. It doesn't seem likely right now. You'd have to have a 20,000% increase in cases in order for that to happen. The mortality rate is decreasing rapidly in North Dakota the more data is released. So, you know, nobody belittles the seriousness of this if you are at risk. But we do think it's time to get the economy moving again. I mean, that's what the president's asked for, and that's what we'd like to see happen.
Who can't go to work? Who are the people you're speaking for?
Well, I don't think it's so much a nightmare scenario. You know, it's not like you have government agents shutting everybody down and preventing them from going to work. I mean, it's mostly voluntary. But I do think that there is a new, a change of normalcy, if you will, that is... that people are very frustrated with. You know, it's been pointed, I think one of the other people called in pointed out that, you know, you can stand in line at Walmart and around 50 people in a building that has closed ventilation, but you can't go get a haircut from your barber. You know, I mean, so it just kind of is a little inconsistent.
Got it. Jared, thanks for the time today, and I wanted people to know about this. I wanted to, you know, get the perspective of the folks that are there, these challenging times, but it sounds like the plan is to be responsible with the gathering today, so that's a good thing. Thank you, sir. More coming up, Governor.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Every Day Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many governors are arguing with the administration about whether there's enough testing for coronavirus available. The administration says it's up to governors to make it happen. But the governors say the testing isn't available. Vice President Mike Pence fighting back against those claims, saying yesterday morning,
the states around the country will activate all of the laboratories that are available in their states. We could more than double that overnight.
Pence was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Meanwhile, you can expect more protests against coronavirus shelter-in-place orders this week. Demonstrations have been gaining momentum in recent days, with a lot of people taking to the streets in at least 20 major cities, calling on state governors to end the orders in place to stop the spread of the coronavirus. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Texas says protesters need to chill out. Everyone wants this all to end, but it takes teamwork and patience both. The professionals know more about this than the rest of us. This is an eye-opener for the next pandemic that could take 60% of the world population. Get educated and be ready. If the whole scheme of life, bars are not important and should close down and dry up permanently. Find a better career to make this world a better place. Wow. A lot packed into that text, wouldn't you say?
Ouch.
Sorry, anybody that makes a living.
What about a little social therapy now and then?
Yeah. Out the door, Kev. Texter says, big question, which I haven't heard anyone bring up. How do we have 17 different departments of intelligence and not one of them saw this coming? What is the point in having intelligence if they don't know what our enemies are doing? If our intelligence services didn't know this was happening in Wuhan long before it got here, then what is the point of having them? They need to be marched in front of Congress and asked these questions. All right, maybe we'll ask Senator Hollenbeck. He's going to join us next hour, but right now, Governor Doug Burgum is back with us on What's on Your Mind. Governor, thanks for the time.
You're welcome. Good morning, Scott.
So the weekend brought some, interesting things. You didn't plan on having press conferences and ended up having one on Saturday because of the spike out of the hot spot in Grand Forks at LM Glass Fiber. What does that change now? Does it change anything, what happened this weekend or the spike in numbers?
No, I mean, this is what's expected from this virus, which is it's highly contagious, and we know that if it gets into an environment like this, whether it's a church, a nursing home, or a manufacturing plant, it can spread quickly. Part of the reason it spread quickly is you can have it and not even have any serious symptoms initially, but now we're up to a total of 128 cases related to employees or their close contacts. And as has been reported, one of those close contacts was a roommate of somebody who worked at the North Dakota mill. And so then it jumps from one business to another. And that's why we've got to have these skill sets of being able to rapidly get out and test like we did last Thursday, 426 tests that we ran in the LM fiberglass plant where they make these, beautiful wind blades, got there, tested that many people in a drive-through fashion, and then put in the isolation quarantine orders for those people that are positive, because this is the way we can stop the spread without having to and stop the spread at the same time that we're reopening up the economy.
So do we know anything about these? I've thought this often. I haven't heard the answer to this, if it's been asked, but like Smithfield, the plant down to South Dakota, LM Glass Fiber now. Do we look at them now and say, we should have been doing this differently if they're allowed to be open and they're going? Were they following all the proper protocols, or did they teach us something for other similar facilities?
I can't speak to Smithfield in terms of their approach, which just, you know, so I won't speak to that, but I know that LM, you know, which is owned by GE, was following a lot of the appropriate protocols as best they can, but sometimes in a manufacturing plant, you're not able to maintain 6 feet of difference. But the thing that was different here that I do know is that when the, you know, positives were reported, the plant was closed down. GE's paying all those employees for the 2 weeks that they're at home for these 14 days during the plant. They're doing a deep cleaning of the plant, and they're, you know, working on ways to either, you know, even further create accommodations coming back, and whether that's, you know, changing how they do the lunchrooms or the break rooms or staggering shifts for breaks. These are all things that plants are going to have to figure out in manufacturing plants and bars and restaurants and everybody, because just because the calendar turns to May 1st, this contagious virus is still going to be here, and these outbreaks, this outbreak could happen in a bar in May in a small town in North Dakota. I mean, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to be a manufacturing plant with 900 people. It could be a small church or small town bar. We're all in it together, and that's why we're, you know, working to build these skill sets so that we can operate and get the economy going, even though we have to deal with outbreaks like this. And I think the team did a great job getting up there and getting all the testing done on Thursday. As we say, we're hunting for positives. We want to find them quickly, isolate those people in a targeted way so we don't have to have these broad generalized restrictions.
Here's the question I have related to, you know, the hotspots. Like you say, you're hunting for them. So you find out, hey, we got a concern here. Boom, you go up there. So it's targeted testing, obviously. Isn't that almost the belong on a separate line item than the regular trajectory of you know, doing them as they come in? It seems like it kind of falsely, scares people, for lack of a better term, I guess, and says, whoa, what happened to the spike? Well, you almost force the spike. I mean, you're doing it proactively to go find out what you've got, but it's not regular testing. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, and I think and this is a thing where all the testing numbers are quite small right now, because when we're doing 400 or 500 tests a day, 600 tests a day across the whole state of North Dakota, and you're finding low positive rates, and then you go into a place where you know that there's been a lot of close contact and do testing, you're going to get more testing. But this is what we've been saying all along. I mean, for us to reopen as an economy, employers are going to have to be doing testing and as part of their workforce protection. And so we will work to try to break these numbers out in terms of what we're finding, in terms of what I'll call inbound symptomatic, people that are saying, hey, I'm already sick and I might have this and can I get a test, versus us doing the outbound approach so that we can help people explain that. But it does show that you can very quickly have widespread events. And if you've got a, you know, largely young, healthy population working in a manufacturing plant, that's a good thing. The thing that we're, of course, doing all this for is trying to protect those that are most vulnerable. And we've got to make sure, one of the areas we've got to dial up testing and being doing testing regularly is people that are for our first responders. And we also have to be able to test everybody that's working or going in or out of any one of our long-term care facilities. I mean, that's something that we have to have. And if you said, you know, what are you worried about? I'm worried about that we've got to do even more to protect our those that are living in these congregate living situations that have got underlying health conditions or elderly. That's why we've gone through all this, is to protect those individuals.
You know, when you go in and do a targeted test like at LM, Glass Fiber, are you doing other tests as well? I mean, is there asymptomatic, antibody testing that we can do during these focused testing exercises to give us an idea of the overall, asymptomatic rate as well?
There will be going forward, because those are now starting to become available. They had not been available, you know, prior to now. But when we did the test and planned the test on Thursday, we had three groups, because we knew on Wednesday there was 8 positives. And so the interviews, the contact tracing had been done, identify which of the plant team members had worked most closely with the 8 who had already tested positive. So that was a couple hundred people that might have worked, same shift, same areas, same teams. Then we said, well, who are the, household members or others that those individuals might have had contact with? And so some of the positives that we that we came up with, 29 of them, were tested outside that testing event. They'd been tested at clinics. And then some of the people that tested positive didn't work at LM, but they were household members of people that did. Then we also did randomized testing of some of the others, because there's 900 people that work at the plant. So let's say the second 450 that weren't necessarily identified as being in close contact with the first aid, we did randomized testing of those to try to identify if there was further spread. But some of that, because if you test too early, it can come up negative. Part of the reason why the quarantine isolation orders are for 14 days is this thing can develop over time. So we'll go back up sometime this week and test some or all of that remaining 425 to see if we can identify how much it might have spread across the rest of the team member population.
Questions or comments, certainly welcome for the governor today on the program, 701-258-0550 or 701-271-1100. You can text myself or Todd at 367-2054 for me and 701-226-8503 for Todd. Let's go to Russ and Mandan for the governor. Go ahead, Russ.
Good morning, Scott. Just had a couple points. You said that this virus is the most contagious, and that is simply not correct. Measles, mumps, rubella, polio, smallpox all infect more people if you're like the R-naught original case. It's much higher. This one is higher than flu. Just wanted to point that out.
But I wasn't playing a doctor. I actually was quoting a doctor, and it's a doctor from Columbia that is supposedly the infectious expert. He said most contagious ever.
Measles infects 12 to 18 people if you're an infection, and with this virus, the initial preliminary numbers are between 2 and 3, maybe up to 4 people. So, and I'm sure those numbers will be adjusted as we go along.
You need to take it up with Dr. Oz, because he's the one that's talking about it. Do you have a question for the governor, Russ?
I do. As a small rural school board member, where our classroom size is 10 or 11, why aren't we letting schools kind of decide whether we can be open or not? And look at the Swedish model, where they did not close grade schools or primary schools, and they're letting herd immunity develop. What we're trying to do with flatten the curve is not overwhelm our hospitals, but why can't we slowly let herd immunity develop in safer populations like younger children, and give teachers the option, if there's teachers that have health problems or kids that have health problems, whether they choose to do it versus just these state mandates.
All right, let's get the question answered for you here, Russ. Hang on. Go ahead, Governor.
Yeah, well, Russ, I think, Russ, is what he's thinking about is something we think about every day. Certainly we are grateful that this is has not been, deadly for young people. And so if you were going to say, how do you reopen the economy, then, one thing you might say is, hey, let's get the young people, either back in school or let's get the young people back working as a way to think about how to reopen this. And so all of the ideas that Russ is talking about are things that we've considered. I think the thing that would get more comfortable, as we said, right now we have not been able to get testing for every person that works in every nursing home in North Dakota. And until you can be sure of that, because those kids that are going to school, they may not get seriously sick, but if one of their parents works in a small town nursing home, they bring some home from school, the parent gets it, the parent goes to work. I mean, they had a nursing home in New Jersey now where 70 people died in one nursing home. And I don't think anybody wants to say, hey, we reopened our school so the kids got another week of school in instead of distance learning, but then we had people die in our community. So I think we've got we're working hard over the rest, every day.
Hold that thought, if you would, Governor. We'll finish after the break. Thank you, Russ. Appreciate the call. More after this.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there. She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie. Mama never tried it.
Well, back on What's On Your Mind, don't forget you can answer the... You can ask any question anytime. We answer the 24/7. We answer the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. So call us, leave your message, and we're on it. 855-200-1776. In fact, of course, we have Governor Burgum right now. We have Senator Hovind next hour. We have Superintendent of Public Instruction Kirsten Baszler. We also have two town halls this week. Tomorrow night will be Senator Hovind on Ag, 8 o'clock. And also, what's on Wednesday, Todd? Oh, Kelly Armstrong. We're going to do energy. So doing town halls in the evening. Just give us more time to take your questions. So those are the kind of places. Oasis Petroleum, Be the Buffalo Hotline. Give that a call. 800-228-0550. Back on the program. And anything else you want to say on the school stuff?
No, just that we want to make sure that as if we use that as one tactic to reopen, getting younger people back in sooner, that we're also protecting everybody in the community that might have contact with those kids. And that's one of the criteria we talked about was, you know, more robust contact tracing and infrastructure, and we're working hard to build our testing capacity every single day, and we know that this week we're going to continue to move forward on that.
On the way forward, you know, you've got the White House giving a set of recommendations, and they're talking about 14 days of a downward trend as an example. We were sort of moving towards the May 1. You've said all along, look, there's a lot of businesses that could be open right now. Just be smart about it. And obviously a handful that are covered by your executive orders that your Commerce Department is working on with right now. But you've also said, and the White House talks about in that Phase 1, all this additional testing. I mean, did the dates align? Can you do everything you want to do by May 1 and have the testing capability you're talking about?
We know that the virus doesn't know anything about the calendar, and we know that it's arriving here later than it got to other parts of the country. So one of the challenges is going to be is that our numbers might be going up when the rest of the country is might be going down. But you know, our up when we're hitting our peak might be lower than where they are on the way down. And so you know, there is a math problem with some of that guidance. And in talking to other governors over the weekend, and I think that those from the Midwest, we're all in agreement that these are guidelines from the White House. They're not rules, and each state's going to have to make their own decision. And for North Dakota, we're, as we had all along, we'll make a decision what's right for North Dakota, right for our geography, and right for the people of our state. And so we'll be taking a look at all that as a guideline, but we want to do it when we've got the capability to protect the most vulnerable in the state, but get our economy going. And so we're in the business of and, not in or. So we got to be looking out for both lives and livelihoods.
And should all of us be thinking about the those at risk, you know, the elderly population, those that have underlying health conditions? I mean, that's really, as we go forward, what we're still trying to protect, and very much for them to stay, in some form of isolation as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we unfortunately, I mean, again, it's probably beyond imaginable in terms of being lonely if you're used to having your son or daughter or grandkids come and visit you, and you're in a situation, congregate living, nursing home, skilled nursing, you're in that kind of situation and can't have any visitors. Then one of your friends down the hall tests positive. It's got to be super nerve-wracking situation to be in. And so we think about those individuals every day. And we are, again, particularly in the people that work there, we've got to make sure that we're protecting the people in there and the people that come to work every day to care for those people. And that's, one of our top priorities right now.
Joe in Hettinger has a question for the governor or a comment. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm sorry, I don't really have a question, but I just want to thank the governor. I think we have the best governor in the United States, and I just appreciate everything he's doing. So
we'll take that comment.
Well, thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. My dad's name was Joe. My first son's name was Joe. Joe's a great name, and I really, really appreciate that heartfelt comment.
Thank you, Joe. And by the way, we're hearing it a lot, Governor. Folks are impressed. I know in the throes of an emergency like this, you probably don't pop your head up enough to know too much what's being said, but folks are very, very thankful for your leadership at this time. I hear it a lot. I really do. I mean, the concern here or there always, but the 99% of folks, very positive. Adam sends his text. We were told the reason for the stay-home mentality was so we don't overwhelm the hospitals. Given that hasn't happened, in fact, nurses and doctors have been furloughed, why are we still closed? Why can't we start listening to the experts and gaining herd immunity? Why are we still listening to the experts who've gotten us into this mess? Are we listening to the wrong experts?
Well, I think what we are doing is we didn't listen to the experts wanted us to lock down everything. And if you take a look at the over 30 executive orders that we put out, 27 of them had to do with cutting red tape. Another large chunk had to do with public safety. Only one had to do with closing businesses, and those were the businesses where you had to both protect the employees that work there like in personal care businesses and places where we had a lot of opportunity for spread, like a bar or restaurant. And so the rest of the economy is open, energy's all open, ag's all open, healthcare's all open, education's operating, although they're operating with distance learning. Bars and restaurants can be open for, you know, selling off property. And so we've closed down less than just about any, you know, state in the nation. So thankfully we weren't listening to those, all those experts, and we were designing something for North Dakota.
Love it.
But as we go,
thanks, Governor.
So anyway, we're
up against the clock, unfortunately, as always. Appreciate
your
time.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.